I'm before I say take it away, I want Marianne to take us away. I want her to lift us up because she always does when she opens her mouth and it pours that gold pours out of her. So let's have a moment with our three with Marianne before my sister cousin from the Creek takes us higher. I love you, Marianne.
David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You say I took the name in vain. Well, I don't even know the name, but if I did, well, really, what's it to ya? There's a blaze of light in every word. It doesn't matter what you heard. The holy or the broken. Hallelujah. 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 My best, it wasn't much. I couldn't feel, so I tried to touch. I told the truth, I didn't come to fool ya. And even though it all went wrong, I'll stand before the Lord of Song with nothing on my tongue but hallelujah.
Well, as Reverend Britt said, we've been churched. You've been churched, folks. You've been churched. You know, in every faith tradition, every master teacher, every sage and seer, you know, has told us what to do, what to do, what to do, what to do, how to do it, how to do it, how to do it, how to do it. That's all, folks. So then hallelujah, then the way our soul, way our spirit soars as we hear is that gold of the lyrics, the gold of the music, the gold of the soul that brings that forward. And it's like, Hosanna, Hosanna. Yes, there's a secret code. There's a secret code. Give it to me now. secret code that we've been given, that we have innately, inherently, the code of a Christ consciousness, the code of freedom, of surrender, the code of 12 powers, faith, will, zeal, enthusiasm, imagination, strength, love, letting go, faith. And then meanwhile, back here at the ranch, we have, what is wrong with me? What is wrong with you? Why can't I be happy? Oh, the human dilemma. Has the world gone crazy? Does this sound familiar? Confusion? Is everybody confused? Am I confused? Yes, of course. The good news is confusion is our salvation. It's confusion that can keep us questioning, can continue to keep us devoted to a spiritual practice, to a spiritual teachings, like we, whatever your faith tradition is, to get closer and closer and closer to those teachings that says, okay, there's a secret code, there is Holy Grail, and I'm in the direction of it. I'm in the direction of it. So I'm going to ride in from the east. I'm going to ride in from the west. And I'm going to ride in intentionally, shifting old patterns, old behaviors, consciously letting go, consciously surrendering. And I'm reading today a piece from this book called Letting Go, The Pathway to Surrender. And my first underline in the book, which we'll be using in this series, is letting go is the most efficient tool to reach any spiritual goal. Letting go. So then pause now to ask, which I've asked myself this week so far many times, and I've asked many who's been calling me for support in a very intense time. Have you noticed that the edge of everything we claim to know, the edge of everything we think we know, the edge of every speck of faith we could muster. So we're at the edge of this, many are at the edge of this. This is, okay, I'm going to have to let go again. I'm going to have to break through this. And the question this morning for me, and maybe for some of you, is, can you let go? Can you let that grievance go? Can you let the judgments go? Will you let it go? And what will it take? What will it take? What amount of pain, what amount of suffering, what amount of misery will it take for us to say, okay, enough, 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 enough. I've had just enough suffering. Thank you. Thank you. I've had just enough suffering to say, okay, I'm going to try something new. I'm going to try something else. I'm going to break through. I'm going to spring forth. I'm going to rise up. Hallelujah. Hosanna. What I've worked and used has worked some, and I'm going to do something else. I'm going to try something else. So this letting go, and this letting go, the pathway to surrender, the pathway to reaching any spiritual goal, all spiritual goals, are for those people that have tried some of these things. So we've tried everything we know, experts, practices, and psychiatrists, analysts, social workers, astrologers, religion, philosophy, EST, tapping, chakra balancing, reflexology, acupuncture, iridology, lights, crystals, mantras, green tea, Pentecostals, breathe in fire, speak in tugs, get centered, Jungian 30, psychedelics, psychic readings, jazzercise, colonics, nutrition, wear psychic jewelry, gestalt therapy, chiropractors, naturopaths, kinesiology, enneagrams, consciousness taking, tranquilizers. There's pages and pages, pages, books and books and books of what we've tried, what we've looking for it. And then there seems to be in that beautiful song a secret code. There's a secret code. There's maybe a blind spot or 10. So we're looking, we can't find the answer. So we don't understand the problem. That's why we can't find the answer. Maybe, just maybe, it's ultra, ultra simple or ultra, ultra simpler than we've been willing to see. So the solution then, folks, not out there. Which is where we're looking. We're quite invested, most of us, and me too. Trust me, I'm not immune from this. If I was immune from this, instead of us doing a service today, we'd plan my ascension, or we'd plan one of your ascensions. So, no, it's not perfection. It's progression. It's progression. It's process. That we go in that direction that says we're looking for it out there, where other realized, instead of self realized. Waiting for them to get in integrity instead of looking in our own integrity, which my mama said it as sweep under your own feet, like that. So maybe we've got so much BS, so many belief systems that we're actually blinded by the obvious. And scripture tells us that it's closer than your hands and your feet. In every faith tradition, it said something like that. So these spiritual pathways have been useful. And then whatever's left of us is what we're here to do now. So then confusion can be our own salvation, for it's in the confused that there's still hope. It's in the confused that it's got an uncommon motivation to try something else, to practice, to dial up their practice like that. So then it's not after today, hopefully. After today, it's not about finding the answers, but undoing the basis of this BS, undoing the basis of this problem, of this thinking, this old belief system. So then the solutions within us, easier to find. And then that leaves us not dependent on others, not dependent on what they do or don't do, not dependent on their attitudes and philosophies, for then their beliefs and philosophies and attitudes belong to them. So we're back to know thyself, or things like know the truth and maybe it's not just a philosophy, and that it's within us, and every sacred text points us back in that direction. So eventually, and maybe now, it's our time, it's our turn to say, okay, all that this has been pointed to and talked about, and, you know, I've asked myself many times, am I going to talk about Jesus or whoever it is for you, Buddha, Kuan Yin, the master teachers? I'm going to talk about what they did for 2,000 more years, or be the one that lives out what they invited us to, what they encouraged us for, what they directed us to. So to live out and model the teachings, not preaching to others about how they ought to follow something like that, but to be able to do this ourselves. So knowing then it's not something new, not something outside of ourselves. It's already yours. It's already mine. The secret code is inherent and innate in each and every one of us as we reawaken, as we remember and as we rediscover what that is. And this is going to be your least favorite part, probably, of today. It requires some participation on our part. So even though the process of surrender begins automatically with your yes, with your I can do what I can do, I will do what I will do. So it begins with my yes, with my saying there's another way and I'm onto it. And there's a way that's easier and I'm onto it and I'm going in that direction. Because the great news then, the gospel of the day is, it is the nature of the mind to seek relief. It is the nature of the mind to seek relief from pain, to seek relief from suffering, and to experience greater happiness. And that it includes for me the both and, that I want to experience less suffering, and I can't do it until I include that suffering is a part of our human learning processes, and that suffering is included in our journey here, in our time here together. So then allowing for the suffering and then giving some attention to the pain, the opposite of turning away from it, the opposite of denying it, the opposite of suppressing it, depressing it, disintegrating from it, the opposite of that, which we've been taught to do, to allow for that, to go toward that, to give space to that, and to keep some space between us, what is true and real and infinite and eternal, and what is our human experience. So this letting go, then, if you ask, what is this? What is this? If this sounds interesting, like, oh, yes, 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 please, I've had just enough. What is this? So it's not to be defined, really, and to do some attempt to do it here. I would say it as letting go. And you all know this, every one of you that's listening to this, every one of you that's heard this has had an experience of this, of letting go when you were at the end of a road, when you said, okay, I'm done here, done, D-O-N-E, done, D-U-N, done, I am done here, a sudden cessation that lightens you up, like something fell off of you, like a weight lifted, like the world was off of your shoulders again, a dropping of a weight, a sudden feeling of relief, a sudden feeling of levity, of light, lighter heartedness, of lightness, of being light, you might say enlightenment. So this is our goal. This is my goal. This is the goal of this course and what we're moving into here in these very, very auspicious times that we're in. And I absolutely believe that what I do is for my own soul's evolution. Therefore, whatever you do is for your own soul's evolution. And if we have any responsibility for anything, then perhaps it's that. And I absolutely believe that whatever, if you believe in quantum theory or quantum physics, quantum world, then whatever I do is a contribution to the whole, a contribution to the world. So those of us that want to make a better world, make it a better place, save the world, help the world, improve the world, then it's done from in here, and then the tidier, clearer this gets, then the tidier, clearer, more causative, generative it gets in the outer. So all the fears of the human are waiting here, suppressed, depressed, etc. And then this accumulated reservoir of this is what we're in the presence of now, in ourselves, many of us, and in what we're seeing out in the larger field. So get a sense of this, folks. Get a sense of the time being now for you, this Holy Week of 2021, this day, this Palm Sunday, where you say, okay, I'm going to see about this. And I'm going to give a go, referencing the teachings of the faith traditions of 2,000 years of master teachers saying, look here, go within. Go within. And that we use these simple, profoundly simple, effective ways to let go of the obstacles, the diversion, the distractions to enlightenment, and become freer and freer and freer. Hosanna. Liberated. Alive. Alive. Living everything. Everything. Everything's included. Alpha and Omega. And that there is a new experience waiting for us here. As I release and let go and notice my resistance to it and the potential that I have as I am willing to. So even if I'm believing and thinking I can't let go, I'm willing to let go. I'm willing to surrender to this. And it's been, this week has been very intense in the field. Some of you have noticed it. I've heard from some of you and others and getting, there's deaths and deaths and deaths and numbers up and overdoses and breakdowns and diagnosis and late stage and end of life and triple crisis. Somebody said, I'm in a triple crisis. So there's no time like now for me, for you, for any that are here devoted to consciously evolving to say this care of the human through this integration, through the cross of the human and divine, to say then, okay, I'm going to dial it up. I'm going to deepen my inquiry. I'm going to deepen whatever I do that brings liberation and freedom. I'm going to look at what's left and get about it. And it's one of my favorite quotes from Unity's co-founder, Myrtle Fillmore, paraphrased, and it says something like, you have within you to create the world you dream of. You have within you, I have within me, what it takes to create such a world that we talk about and dream about. Get at it. Get at it. And I hear her voice. And let's get at it, shall we? So big, deep breath. Big, deep breath. And hear the hallelujah of your spirit. Hear the Hosanna, Hosanna. Hear your spirit. Connect with the soul of you today, right now. A departure from this to, oh yeah, spiritual self-care. Letting go. Surrender. And then in my meditations this week, this one line kept coming over and over and over as I prepared in Holy Week. And it was, you cannot have it both ways. So the way of the divine, the way of it, or your way. One hurts, one doesn't. thy will or my will. Forgive us. We know not what we do. So, fully divine, fully human, as the divine, living it all, living it both, the Alpha and Omega, and learning and learning and learning what works, what doesn't, what hurts less. So as we go into this meditation time today to integrate something that we may have heard or felt in the music or the message here, we do so intentionally. So invite you to a big, deep breath, a breath that's cleansing and clearing, a breath that says, yes, enough, enough, enough. A big exhale, an unloading, an unburdening, to lay it all at an altar here this morning, to lay whatever feels heavy, untrue, false, fear, to lay anything you're willing to at this altar of love here this morning. A big deep breath. And aware of your breath. And of being breathed. And imagine you're riding out of the suffering. You're riding out of misery. You're riding out of the ways of the world, of the old, painful, archaic notions and beliefs that you're mounting your own vehicle. You're mounting, get in your vehicle, whatever it is that you are ready to ride out. And notice the allure to look back. Notice the allure, the inertia. And notice that you're more powerful than that. Notice that there's something more interesting ahead. There's something far more interesting where you're going than what's back there. So riding out, riding forward, riding what you imagine, liberation, freedom, resurrection. And get a sense of it. And the colors, those beautiful spring colors, the proof of life, the proof of life as eternal and infinite. Notice, notice this path, this way, this beautiful heaven inviting us through a new portal. Imagine who you would be, how you would be in life, with life on its terms as it is, with the code, the secret code, the secret, hallelujah, hallelujah. How would it feel? How would you be? Notice a new relationship with life, a new relationship with all of life, the up and the down and the illness and the wellness, and they like me and they don't, and all of it, a new relationship with all of it, what it would be like. let go. Become. Become. Becoming. Hallelujah. We begin again. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. One of my favorite words. Hallelujah. It's up there with cantaloupes. It's one of my favorite words. And of course, today we shout Hosanna. And girl, I am so glad that I get more of you this afternoon, because we're going to get at it in that workshop. I can't wait to metaphorically sit at your feet, open the heart, listen. You know, for me, it always comes down to the willingness. Whatever the premise is, whatever the instruction is, it's got to start with that willingness. You cannot have it both ways. I love that. Thy will or my will. I like to say, when you come to the fork in the road, take it.
Amen.
You can't have things both ways. Most things are both and, as you always point out. But you can't have my will and the will of the divine. I asked someone last night in a situation, a crisis situation, I said, are you willing? And the answer was a very clear no. I said, okay. And so it is.
So be it.
That's clear. That's okay. Thank you. Thank you always. Will you stick around with me to do the love offering?
Definitely.
Because that's what it's time for. It's time for our sacred exchange, our ritual, our sacred exchange of energy. And I, girl, I love to listen to whatever you have to say and share and impart. And what is your insight into what the love offering is, what the sacred exchange is? Because it's not about money. It always looks like it's about money, but it's about so much more.
Well, I mean, that's its own sermon. You'll have to invite me back to go into all that. But no. I can sum it up by saying that just as our mind naturally wants to be free of pain and suffering, we naturally want to be contributors. We naturally want to be causative, generative agents of something. Mm-hmm. And that our energies and our ideas, our inspirations, and yes, in fact, the money that we have been, that's been given us, that's been provided for us, that we are facilitators of that. So then in our own integrity, it's up to us to give money to what we want to see continue, to what we want to see flourish and grow and thrive and to be a part of. So whatever that is for you, that we give out of a fullness of our heart, a fullness of our gratitude for what we have received from teachings and teachers and ways and means and spiritual practices and things that are provided for us, then we give toward that because of our love and appreciation for that out of a fullness of our own heart to make sure that is cared for, that it continues to lift up. And it's important for me not to be doing it out of guilt and trying to to heal myself that all the, out of being some kind of virtuous somebody, but out of what is absolutely true for me. And only I know what it is. And I give because of how good it feels. And I, that is the most direct way to feeling good that I have. So it's very simple.
Me too. And I love that feeling. Yeah, we are, this is never about trying to squeeze money out of somebody. If that is what Unity of New York means to you, then you have the opportunity to give, and you're giving back to yourself because you are Unity of New York. And so we prepare for this process, even if we're pledging or giving, it's always an opportunity to check in with the heart, to really check in, tap on it, connect to it even deeper, and see what you're getting, see what message you're getting. And while you're doing this, let's have Leo tell us again just how easy we forget things. We're human goldfish these days with a 7-second attention span. Okay, so let's invite Leo in to remind us.
Thank you, Britt. Thank you, Martha. There's a lot of easy ways to give. You can text the word give to 718-313-3674 or mail a check to 225 West 99th Street, New York, New York, 10025. That's our New York office. Or use our website, unityofnewyork.org, and click the donate tab at the top of the page. And we offer PayPal. You can simply paypal.me/unityofny and give back through PayPal on your phone to the home we love.
And as we give, we do so knowing the words of truth and our offertory affirmation together. Say it out loud wherever you are. Divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I am, all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. All that I receive. Martha, my dear sweet, we will see you in your glorious workshop. I know in advance. We'll see you at 1 o'clock, honey.
Okay. I'll be there. Thanks. Love to you all. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Happy Easter. And it is the last final Sunday of March 2021. And we do continue to honor Women's History Month. And with another woman of power, who I believe Marianne won an award or two or more, I think, if I'm correct, for one of her shows called, I'm botching this all up. It's called The Ladies Who Lunch. That's not what it is, but it's Great Ladies. She is a great lady, and sharing another high and lifted up song of her heart by our very own dear friend, David Friedman. Welcome back, Marianne Marengo.
There's a voice that's softly whispering inside my head, telling me I'm gonna be all right. It keeps saying, let yourself be led where you are led. Don't hold back, don't put up a fight. It tells me, trust the wind, breathe the air. There's a place you're meant to be, and you're already there. Open up your heart and let life in. You know that you can always trust the wind. Mm-hmm. when the world starts doing things that I don't understand. And I search my soul to find a reason why. In the dark of night I feel somebody take my hand and tell me you don't even have to try. For you can trust the wind, breathe the air, and know that there are helping hands around you everywhere. Open up your heart and let life in. You know that you can always trust the wind. Dreams have wings, thoughts take flight. All good things are streaming toward us every day. They hear our prayers, they know. Let it take me on its wings and carry me somewhere. I'll open up my heart and let life in. I know wherever breezes blow, wherever winding rivers flow, I'm going where I need to go.